Today's podcast is week one of four on forklift safety, so stay tuned.
Welcome to Warehouse Safety Tips. If you're a seasoned vodcast viewer, this vodcast is going to be different from most that you watch. It's based around exactly what the name implies, Warehouse Safety Tips. And since the people in this industry are busy, we know that time is money, so each episode will be as short and to the point as possible. And now, with all that out of the way, let's get to the vodcast.
Forklifts are essential in many facilities, helping move heavy loads quickly and effectively. But with more power comes responsibility. A strong safety culture starts with understanding the fundamentals: weight capacities, operator certification, pre-shift inspections, and the stability triangle. When everyone knows these basics, the risks of accidents decreases and operations can run more smoothly. Here are a few tips that are going to help you assist with forklift safety at your facility. Number one, know your load limits. Every forklift has a maximum weight capacity. Exceeding this limit can cause tipping, loss of control, and/or damage to forklift. Always check the data plate and never push the equipment beyond its rated capacity. Number two, operator certification is a must. Only trained and certified personnel should operate a forklift. Proper training ensures operators understand controls, hazards, and safe handling techniques. Periodic evaluations are going to keep skills sharp and help reinforce best practices. Number three, daily inspections will prevent, or at least help prevent, accidents. Before starting a shift, inspect the forklift for any issues. Check tires, forks, hydraulics, brakes, lights, and warning signals. If anything seems off, report it immediately and take the forklift out of service until it's repaired. A well-maintained forklift is a safe forklift. Number four, understand the stability triangle. A forklift's center of gravity shifts depending on the load. The forklift can tip if the weight moves outside of the stability triangle, the three-point area between the front tires and the rear counterweight. Keeping the load balanced and low improves stability. And last but not least, number five, always keep safety in focus. Drive at safe speeds, use horns at intersections, and never allow passengers to ride on a forklift. Be aware of your surroundings, watch for pedestrians, and always avoid sudden turns or stops that could cause tipping. Safety isn't just about the driver, but everyone in the facility. A strong foundation in forklift safety can help prevent injuries, protect equipment, and ensure efficient operations. The workplace can stay safe and productive when operators understand weight limits, follow certification rules, and perform those pre-shift inspections and respect stability principles. Thank you for being part of another episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. Until we meet next time, have a great week and stay safe.
Before moving on, here's a word from one of our sponsors. If you've ever been to or worked in a warehouse, you know just how important safety is to both management and staff. It's almost impossible to go 10 steps without seeing safety tape, angles, signs, and/or safety products. It's these items that show us how to be safe and avoid danger in the workplace. And if you're looking for the best products to make this happen, look no further than Mighty Line. Mighty Line floor signs and floor markings offer the best industrial products out there. We're proud to have Mighty Line as the official floor sign and floor marking company for the Warehouse Safety Tips podcast and site. Go to mightylinetape.com/safety tips to request a sample pack of their incredible safety signs and floor markings. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. If you visit warehousesafetytips.com, you'll find the show notes for this episode and access to all of our blog posts, previous podcasts, advertiser information, and much more. Thank you for listening to Warehouse Safety Tips, and have a safe day.